Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and by McKenzie Jewelers in a Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sabrewing. The Michigan Department of Transportation has announced, once again, M15 will be temporarily closed starting next month. The roadwork will be resurfacing of more than a mile of M15 from Young's Ditch Road, 22nd Street, north of M25. While the roadwork is being done, M15 traffic will be detoured from Columbus Avenue to M25, starting today through Thursday, August 13th. An additional closure will be in place on M15 from Columbus Avenue to Young's Ditch Road on Tuesday, August 4th, and Wednesday, August 5th. The highway improvements total about $841,000. While the work is being done, traffic will be detoured from both closures in each direction by Young's Ditch Road and Pine Road. Access to businesses will be maintained. In Huron County District Court, the case of People v. Smith moved to the next stage. Christopher Allen Smith, represented by defense attorney Michelle Arciev, appeared before Judge Ferris to face charges of larceny between $1,000 and $20,000, along with larceny from a motor vehicle. Assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani outlined a potential plea agreement. Under the terms, the defendant would plead guilty or no contest to the first charge in exchange for the dismissal of the second, contingent on full restitution. This offer is tied to a separate pending felony case. Mr. Smith waived his right to a preliminary investigation. Judge Ferris bound the case over to circuit court for an arraignment scheduled for August 10th at 9 a.m.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris sentenced Justin Terrence Kennedy. Kennedy, represented by defense attorney Michael Morosky, faced charges of operating while intoxicated and refusal of a preliminary breath test. The court noted Kennedy's enrollment in detox and counseling programs. Judge Ferris ordered 18 months of probation, 30 hours of community service, and $1,115 in fines and costs. Kennedy received credit for one day already served in jail. The court also cited Heidi's Law, warning that any future alcohol-related driving offenses would result in a felony charge and permanent license suspension. When we return from this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with your national and international news.
Shure Hospital Ambulance and Windsor Fire Department is raising money to purchase life-saving equipment, and Bayport State Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Tracy Zeal from the Pigeon Office of Bayport State Bank, and I would like to invite everyone to our fundraising hot dog and brat barbecue this Thursday, right here in Pigeon. Enjoy a delicious lunch, mingle with your neighbors, and help us purchase these needed items to stay ahead of emergency situations right here in our own community. So please join us at the Pigeon Office of Bayport State Bank this Thursday to enjoy a hot dog and brat lunch in support of our Windsor Fire Department and Shure Hospital Ambulance Services. We'll even deliver to area businesses with a $15 minimum order. Just call Bayport State Bank at 989-453-2225. Join us for our Pigeon Barbecue this Thursday. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sabrewing. Member FDIC and Equal Opportunity Lender.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom once again. My name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, federal law enforcement uncovers high-profile impersonation fraud scheme. Federal investigators have uncovered a sophisticated digital impersonation scam targeting political organizations, including a fraudulent operation that skimmed nearly $30,000 from national committee accounts. Suspects allegedly used synthetic voice cloning and spoofed credentials to dupe staff into authorizing financial transfers. Cybersecurity officials are issuing updated operational protocols to national organizations and campaign committees. Authorities warned that deepfake technology poses an increasing threat to financial compliance and administrative verification. And in our international news, global leaders gather in Vatican City for papal commemorative observances. Dignitaries and religious figures from across the globe gathered in Rome as the Vatican concluded official memorial services and observances honoring the legacy of Pope Francis. World leaders expressed condolences during solemn protocols held at St. Peter's Basilica, emphasizing his contributions to international diplomacy and humanitarian causes. The Vatican Secretariat of State noted that preparations are underway for the upcoming papal conclave, scheduled to convene in the coming weeks. Security across Rome remains elevated to accommodate visiting foreign delegations. When we come back from this Mackenzie Jewelers sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers, located on the north side of Bad Axe. At our store, every piece of jewelry is crafted with love and attention to detail. We believe that jewelry is more than just an accessory. It's a way to tell your story. From beautiful engagement rings to sparkling necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and more, our collection is designed to make every moment shine. Whether you're celebrating a love story, looking for a gift, or simply treating yourself, we're here to help you find the perfect piece. We also offer custom designs to create a beautiful, one-of-a-kind piece that is exclusively yours. We're dedicated to providing personalized service and building lasting relationships with our customers. We'd love to be part of your special moments. Visit Mackenzie Jewelers today, where every piece tells a story.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Here are your obituaries for this hour. Audrey Jane Buchholz, 91 years old, passed away on July 30th, 2026. Audrey was born on February 15th, 1935. She is survived by her children Linda, Brenda, John, 12 grandchildren, and 21 great-grandchildren. Funeral service for Audrey will be Wednesday, August 5th, 2026 at 11 a.m. at the McAlpine Mac Chapel. Burial will take place at the Colfax Township Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, August 4th, 2026 from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the McAlpine Mac Chapel in Bad Axe, and also at 10 a.m. until the time of service on Wednesday. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Thomas Tom Michael Emmons of Millington, age 77, passed away on Monday, July 27, 2026. Tom was born on December 1, 1948 in Cairo. Tom was drafted into the United States Army and served for nearly 2 years, with 1 year in Vietnam, as a member of the renowned 101st Airborne Division. In recognition of his dedication and service, he was awarded the Army Commendation Medal and the Bronze Star Medal. Tom met the love of his life, Sherry Schmidt, in 1966, and they married on August 1, 1970. Left to cherish Tom's memories is his wife of nearly 56 years, Sherry Emmon, son Michael, grandchild, and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, sister, and many loving nieces and nephews. Tom's funeral service will be on Wednesday, August 5th, 2026 at 1 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home of Caro, with the entombment following in Indian Fields Township Cemetery in Caro. The family will be present to receive visitors from 10 a.m. until the time of his service. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the University of Michigan. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Caro. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and by McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.